The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, February 7, 2022. The use of innovation for sustainable development will guide the debates of academics, professors, and students at the University 2022 International Congress on Higher Education, which will be held in Havana until Friday. The event, headquartered at the Convention Palace, will open with a lecture by Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel, Government Management Based on Science and Innovation, Advances and Challenges. The program will also include workshops, symposiums, and forums that will discuss on the fulfillment of the Sustainable Development Goals, the University Business Link, knowledge management, the role of student and union organizations, and the training of competent professionals. According to the organizers, the meeting will discuss the challenges of this teaching in virtual and face-to-face activities due to the conditions imposed by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Director of International Relations of the Ministry of Higher Education, Maria Victoria Villavicencio, informed at a press conference that the Congress will also be a space for the signing of collaboration agreements between Cuba, Russia, Bulgaria, and Mexico. A call to protect the elderly in view of the increase in deaths of this age group due to COVID-19 emerged at a meeting presided over by Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel. At the meeting of the working group to confront the disease, it was learned that during January and so far this month, 108 people lost their lives, 80% of them over 70 years of age. Carilda Peña, Vice Minister of Public Health in the Antillean Nation, commented that comorbidities such as hypertension, diabetes, renal problems, and mental disability play a role. In declarations to the press, the Vice Minister urged to go immediately to the doctor when symptoms appear and to increase the care of the elderly and people with chronic diseases. Over 1,000 Brits signed an open letter to U.S. President Joe Biden asking to lift the blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba on February 3, 1962. The request was made within the framework of the British Solidarity Campaign with Cuba on occasion of the 60th anniversary of the entry into force of that policy. The open letter was published on the website of UK Campaign for Solidarity with Cuba. The director of the said campaign, Rob Miller, commented in recent statements to Prensa Latina that despite the promises made during the electoral campaign, Biden maintains the 240 measures that Trump implemented to intensify the blockade against Cuba. Last week, the organization, which brings together thousands of British people in solidarity with Cuba, announced a new fundraising campaign and donations of school supplies to help alleviate the difficulties that the Cuban educational system is going through. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.